Today is Tuesday, May 28th. What to know about this week's severe weather and record-breaking flooding, and the first-of-its-kind trial about the opioid crisis. Plus, a traffic jam on Mount Everest, IKEA's new augmented reality app, and how did the remake of Aladdin do at the box office? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Parts of the central U.S. are bracing for more storms. People in Oklahoma and Arkansas are preparing for the worst flooding in recorded history. The Weather Channel says the Arkansas River already hit record-breaking levels, and it's still rising, along with those new storms. And Oklahoma already dealt with a powerful tornado over the weekend that killed two people and injured nearly 30 others. In fact, several people in the Midwest have died from severe weather and flooding over the last 2 weeks. And again, it's not over yet. President Trump just got back from a four-day trip to Japan. During a joint press conference, there was a bit of tension between President Trump and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, mostly over trade and North Korea. For example, President Trump says North Korea's recent missile tests don't bother him, and that the missile tests likely do not violate UN resolutions. Well, the AP reports that's quite different from what U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said just a couple of days ago, that there's, quote, no doubt the tests are a violation. And Japan sees those missiles as a major threat. Also out of Japan today, a devastating attack on a group of school children waiting for a bus in a city just outside of Tokyo. The BBC reports a man with a knife injured at least 19 people and killed at least one girl before taking his own life. At this point, officials say they don't know the motive. It's official. UK Prime Minister Theresa May is stepping down. And now there's a new frontrunner who could take her place. First, a little bit of background. May has tried and failed to get Parliament to approve a Brexit plan to help ensure the UK leaves the EU with the planned out strategy in place. May says she did her best, but she deeply regrets not getting something to work. So now the BBC reports May will step down in June, but continue to fill in until her replacement is decided. That brings us to the new frontrunner. As of right now, it's Boris Johnson. He's a Conservative member of Parliament and the former mayor of London. NBC News says he's a big fan of Brexit, but one of the most divisive political figures in the UK. Ultimately, the next prime minister is up to the Conservative Party there. It will not be a general election. A hiker in Hawaii survived more than 2 weeks in a Hawaiian forest by herself, and she was finally rescued. USA Today reports she survived on wild fruit, water, and determination, and considering she's doing okay. The physical therapist thanked the hundreds of volunteers who continued to search for her for 17 days. But it's been one of the deadliest climbing seasons on Mount Everest, with at least 11 deaths. Two of them have been Americans. And one of the reported issues this year is a traffic jam at the summit. A photo making the round shows a long line of people huddled together along a dangerous ridge, just waiting their turn to make it to the top. Climbers told the New York Times it's hard to think straight when you're that high up, so time is of the essence. There's also concern about less experienced climbers giving it a go. It's the first major opioid lawsuit to go to trial, and it starts today in Oklahoma. CBS News says the state is challenging the companies that actually make the drugs, saying they knew they were fueling a deadly opioid epidemic in the U.S. This one will test whether the drug companies themselves are to blame, and it'll impact many other trials as well. The Wall Street Journal reports this is the first of 2,000 lawsuits against drug companies, all brought by states and other local communities. In this one, Oklahoma's attorney general says consumer products giant Johnson & Johnson, which is also the nation's largest drug maker, misrepresented the addiction risk of their drugs and overhyped the benefits, making Oklahoma's drug crisis worse. Johnson & Johnson says not true, and the state cannot show any evidence that the company directly impacted overdose deaths. And some legal experts point out it's not illegal to produce those drugs. They do have a medical purpose. A few other drug makers were also expected to be part of this lawsuit, but they ended up settling, including OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. They agreed to pay $270 million to help avoid a trial. The FDA just approved the world's most expensive medicine. It's a one-time injection that will cost more than $2 million. CNBC reports it's a gene therapy used to treat kids with spinal muscular atrophy. That's a leading genetic cause of deaths in babies. Keep in mind, there is another treatment out there, but patients do have to get multiple infusions, and it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. The drug maker says the new treatment is less expensive in the long run because it only has to be given to the child once. The drug company is working with insurers to set up a payment plan. For now, the treatment has only been approved in the U.S., but the company expects approval in Europe and Japan this year. Much more news ahead, but first, a quick break to thank this week's sponsor. You already know that listening to information makes us all smarter, and with the right books, you can become a better leader, family member, or just a more knowledgeable person. Well, Audible makes it easy to do that. You can hear from so many inspiring voices, learn new ways of thinking, or listen to really compelling stories, all while on the go in Audible's convenient app. I just bought the New York Times bestseller, Atomic Habits, and I'm so excited to learn about how to make small changes and see big results when it comes to my daily habits. And you can join me in listening to that or any of Audible's other bestsellers. There are books about business, self-improvement, memoirs, and so much more, and it's all professionally narrated. I also love that, one, once you get a book on Audible, you own it forever. And two, you can give it a try for free. You can start listening with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are all free. Just visit audible.com/newsworthy or text newsworthy to 500-500. That's audible.com/newsworthy, A-U-D-I-B-L-E, audible.com/newsworthy, or text newsworthy to 500-500. Now, back to the news. It's known as the greatest spectacle in racing, and now we know the winner of this year's Indianapolis 500 is Simon Pagenaud. It was a real nail-biter, too. CBS Sports says Pagenaud won for the first time in his career, but only by 0.2 seconds, barely beating the 2016 champion. Pagenaud calls the win a dream come true. A major deal in the car industry is in the works. Fiat Chrysler wants to merge with French car company Renault. If it happens, the combo could create the third biggest automaker in the world, at least when looking at the number of cars it could produce. The Wall Street Journal reports together the companies would make almost 9 million cars a year, just behind Volkswagen and Toyota. Right now, car makers are under pressure to make electric and self-driving cars, so NBC News reports by merging, these companies could potentially save billions of dollars and use that to invest in new technology. Critics say it could lead to job cuts, but nothing's final on this yet. Stay tuned. The world's biggest furniture retailer is trying to be even more digital friendly. Reuters reports IKEA is revamping its augmented reality app. It's meant to let customers visualize how their homes could look with IKEA's furniture and then actually buy it all right from the app. Users start by putting in their room dimensions and choose things like their style preferences and stage in life. It's a sign the company is moving away from pushing customers into its stores. The new app is expected to launch in the U.S. by the end of the year. Snapchat wants to up its music game. The Wall Street Journal says the company is working with major record labels to bring more music to the app. Basically, Snapchat would license songs for users to use in their posts, similar to Instagram and TikTok. But it's not final yet. And speaking of TikTok, the video app that's popular around the world, well, The Verge says its parent company, ByteDance, could be making its own smartphone. There aren't a lot of details about this yet, but if it does happen, the China-based company could face some roadblocks in the U.S. The Trump administration has been pushing back against Chinese tech companies, citing security concerns. Aladdin worked its magic at the box office over the long weekend. The Disney live-action film brought in $113 million in North America in 4 days, which was even better than projected. It's a remake of the 1992 classic Disney film and stars Will Smith as the genie. Variety says the remake is now the fifth highest Memorial Day weekend total ever. By the way, Disney's live-action reboot of The Lion King comes out this summer. And that's it. You are all caught up. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.